You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. West Shore Community College's Performing Arts Series has moved from the Center Stage Theater to the Living Room this season. Their virtual series continues Saturday with a performance by American folk singer-songwriter Chloe Kimes. She spoke with me about the performance. Thanks for joining me, Chloe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Let's go ahead and start with 2020. How has COVID-19 impacted your life?
Oh my gosh, how hasn't it? It's been an interesting year. I finished school in December of 2019, so I was really gearing up in terms of, you know, what I was doing as an artist, getting ready to kind of go into the touring world and start working towards touring and performing more full time. And so I had a lot of stuff on the books for this year that, you know, got canceled along with everybody else's shows, obviously. So yeah, I've kind of spent the year just sort of quarantined and writing, you know, like I think most of my artist friends have.
Now, you grew up in Scottsdale. How do you think Michigan has influenced your sound?
You know, So heavily. The music scene that I really paid attention to when I was in middle school, kind of getting into high school, is when I really started taking my own songwriting seriously.
I am a stowaway running from yesterday. Don't you give my name away tonight. Haven't made it far enough, and I've still got some road to rub. So sweep me underneath your rug till I...
You know, a lot of my favorite songwriters to this day are artists like Mayer Erlewine or Lindsay Lou, you know, The Accidentals. And so I just spent a lot of time digging into the music of local Michigan artists and then kind of at the same time getting into my own band and traveling around with them. And my artist project and what we wanted to do as a band, or what, you know, I want to do as a writer, and kind of basing that off of the paths that these other Michigan artists were taking, you know, who have been doing it longer or playing bigger shows, and just trying to find community in the local talent of Michigan. And so I think that growing up in the acoustic music scene of Michigan, northern, western, you know, Michigan, it's all over, heavily influenced my sound just because I loved watching those local artists so much, you know. And my family, we spent a lot of time at bluegrass festivals. My dad is a country songwriter himself. And so all of those things sort of played a role in shaping, you know, the sound that I have now. But yeah, I take so much influence from local Michigan artists now, still, even down in Nashville. So I definitely credit that community a lot to what I'm doing right now and the sound of my music, absolutely.
Now, bluegrass and really folk music, so much of it is about telling stories. And a lot of your songs also tell a story. Is there one that you like telling over the others?
Oh, man. I feel so connected to all my songs because I'm a pretty autobiographical writer. Like, I really take a lot of influence just from the super active feelings and emotions that I have going on in my personal world. And I'm not bashful about that. I think probably some of the favorite stuff that I have right now is stuff that I haven't even released yet. I have one song in particular that's actually less of a, you know, story specifically out of my personal experience. It's a song kind of about a heartache, you know, and I write about that a lot. I love music about love and the struggles of it, and I find that to be something that I probably write about more than anything else.
And love can take you far. But
I was listening to a lot of George Jones and Patsy Cline and wrote this song that it's called In the Meantime. And it's sort of just one of those love stories that will never come to be. And, you know, you yearn for that or whatnot. But musically, it's a bit different than anything else that I have. This song in particular is one that definitely has a very vintage country influence. And the muse is certainly that familiar, like, heartache that I write about in a lot of my music. But yeah, it's not released yet, but it will be debuted in this West Shore Living Room Series concert.
And that's what I was curious is, what can people expect to hear during your performance on Saturday?
A lot of new music, which is exciting. I haven't been in the studio in a really long time. Had most of my focus for this year set on touring and performing, and so I wasn't planning on making a record in 2020, but I do have the music for it. And so this has kind of been a really cool opportunity for me to make a live session where I can showcase a lot of these new songs that haven't been, you know, taken into the studio yet. So it has a couple of older tunes that if you were like familiar with what I have released, then you would know a couple of them, but it's mostly 90% unreleased music. And It's a fun collection. I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited. I do also have a holiday song because they told me feel free to, you know, make it holiday. And I do have a Christmas song that I have written. So that'll be in there too.
Wonderful. Chloe Kimes, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. This was wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.